how to bring new love into your life.
It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, delighted to be bringing you this podcast on Love Week. And here we are, we're right in the middle of Love Week, and we're talking about how to bring new love into your life. Now, really, this is about finding that right person, bringing new love, new energy into your life, but it can also apply if you're in a relationship, maybe the relationship is getting a little stale and you want to bring new love into your relationship. So I suppose it can work either way. Okay? Good information. It's going to empower your life because the core to life is what? Love and freedom. When you have inner freedom, you're no longer trapped by fear. You can do and attract just about anything you want. When you're filled with love, you got the whole world. You got it all. Okay? What did they say? I have the world on a string. So there you go. How to bring new love into your life. First, before I begin, I want to say this. I know some of you are in pain right now. Some of you are hurting. You've lost somebody in your life, either due to illness, death, maybe you broke up, divorce. I'm here to tell you, seriously, that help is on the way, that you can have the love you want, the love you crave, the love you need. You don't have to be alone. Now, this is just a starter. This will get you started. But be sure to listen to every single podcast on Love Week, okay? So number one, you have to raise your vibration. If you want to attract somebody special into your life, then it's important that you become special, that you believe that you're special, that you treat yourself special. If you don't act special, if you don't treat yourself special, if you don't raise your vibration, then naturally, you're sending out signals to the universe that you're not all that important. You're not that special. You're not that unique. And you still might attract somebody, but it might be somebody you kind of wish you would not have attracted, you know? Now, how do you raise your vibration? Generosity. The more generosity that you can extend to people that do wonderful things for you, the better. By loving people, even if they don't love you, share that love with them. And do the best you can to express love. If they're not interested in your love, that's okay. You're giving it anyway. Open up your heart chakra. There are numerous books and exercises that will teach you how to open up your heart chakra and connect it to another person. We do that in Miracle Mentoring. We have our own unique way of connecting the heart chakra with another individual. And wow, that's all I'm going to say is wow. I mean, it really, really works. People across the world can feel that connection. But the thing is you can't have a negative attitude when you're doing it. You really can't be filled with doubt. So we only do this, we only teach this to people who are really in that loving, caring space. It's not a space of, am I going to get my share of love? It's a space of, I'm just here to love. It's a different space, okay? Number two, focus on happiness. People want to be around happy people. People love happy people. You know, you know those people. You have people in your life that you can't wait to see. They're always happy. They're always upbeat. They're always optimistic. You can be one of those people. And whatever you're going through right now in your life, if you can do it now, it'll be easier when things get better. Be as optimistic as you possibly can. That's the key. Optimism. Focus on happiness. Now, one of the things we talk about is clearing our chakras, because clearing our chakras raises us up to a higher vibration. I know some of you guys out there are going, I don't believe in those chakras. Hey, I don't care whether you believe in them or not. It works. And that's what counts. So I'm going to play a commercial for you, an ad, if you will, for our chakra clearing program. But I'm telling you in advance what's coming up, because I really want you to listen to this. Take note of it. Most of you who are trying to attract new love in your life will benefit immensely by clearing your chakras. Listen.
The quality of your life and your ability to attract everything you want depends on focus, clarity, health, and vitality. Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have developed a powerful program to clear your chakras, thus giving you the focus, clarity, health, and vitality you need to live a productive, vibrant life. Order today. The Chakra Cleaning and Mind-Body Healing Program from www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. This program cleans your energy centers, raises your vibration, and helps you to attract abundance, joy, and health. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com to get this amazing audio program and enjoy the benefits of mind-body healing today.
Well, another thing that I think is important for attracting new love in your life is increasing your passion for life. It's not just the passion for the person that you are attracted to. It's passion for your work, passion for your body, passion for your health, passion for all the positive things in your life. As you increase your passion, people are magnetized to that. They're going, wow, I am magnetized to this lady's passion or this guy's passion. You know you're filled with passion. You've got to show it in every area of your life. If you're a mother or a father, show passion toward raising your children and helping them maximize their potential. Look, you help other people, you help strangers. Why wouldn't you help your own family? Passion. Number four, I think it's essential that if you want to attract new love into your life, you need clear intentions about the qualities you desire in the person. Now, even if you're already in a relationship, putting out these intentions will, on an energetic level, begin to help this person change and evolve. But either way, you need to know what qualities you're seeking. What is it that you're looking for? What is it that you really crave? What is it that you hunger for, that you want, that you desire? You know, you need to write them down or at least have a clear picture of what they are. Because if you don't have clear intentions, then you'll just attract anything that happens to show up. You know, any old stray cat that comes up to the porch, that'll be yours. Why not be involved in creating the reality you want, the love you crave? You can do this. Well, I think it's important to have some deal breakers. I'll tell you a story. I had a client, oh man, this is 15 years ago, long time ago. And he came to me and he said, Robert, he says, I have a business. It's worth $2 million. I got a divorce. I want to start dating. I'm in a good place financially. I'm in a good place physically. I'm pretty strong. I want to start dating. I said, okay, in 6 months. He said, what? I said, in 6 months. I said, first, I want you to know exactly what you want. And that's going to take a little bit of time. You're going to have to meet a few different women here and there and say, well, that's not what I want. This isn't what I want. You're going to have to visualize different outcomes. And you're going to have to know exactly what you do want. He said, well, that makes sense. I can go 6 months without any serious dating. I said, good. After 6 months, about 4 months, actually, he came to me with a whole book. And he knew exactly what he wanted. And he had a page there in bold yellow and black letters at the top. It said, deal breakers. And what he had done is he had concluded in advance that if a woman had any of these qualities, it was automatically a deal breaker. He just didn't want to pursue the relationship. Didn't mean she was bad. Didn't mean she was not worthy of having a great relationship. He just did not feel comfortable in a relationship with a woman that engaged in one of these deal breakers. So one was inability to control alcohol. Did she have a drug or alcohol problem? If she did, it was a deal breaker. He didn't want to pursue the relationship, didn't want to take her to AA meetings or anything like that. He just wanted out. Didn't want to go further. And he wanted, and by the way, his goal was to find out these deal breakers within the first 2 or 3 dates maximum. Second deal breaker, did she smoke cigarettes? He was a very athletic guy, and his thoughts were, if she's a cigarette smoker, she may want to quit, she may try to quit, you know, and all of that. I just don't want to deal with it. It's a deal breaker. Third, if she was a liar. And, you know, he would kind of, he had ways of, there's a technique we teach called conundrum. And I'm not going to get into that right now, but it's a way of catching somebody in a lie. It's a conundrum that we put them in. So it's a way of testing to see if somebody's a liar. He would test them with a conundrum. And if they lied, deal breaker. And number 4, if they had children. Didn't want to raise anybody else's children. He had raised his own, and that was enough. So he called me up one morning. He says, come on up for lunch. I went up for lunch, and he said, I'm in a very tough spot. I says, why is that? He said, I went out with the most beautiful blonde woman that I've ever seen in my life. She was absolutely gorgeous. We got along on every level. We connected in ways that you cannot imagine. It was like we were soulmates. We were having dinner. We were intimate. We were laughing together. And then she pulled out her wallet with pictures of her young children. And he said, I felt my heart sink because now I either had to go with my feelings at the moment of wanting to be with her or go with my feelings when my mind was clear. And I remember what you told me, Robert. You told me, always make the decisions in advance before you meet the person. That way your mind will be clear. I'm trusting you. I took her home and thanked her for a wonderful evening, but told her it just wouldn't work between her and I. He said it was the toughest thing I ever did. I said, well, I think you made the right decision because the decision you made with a clear mind when there was nobody involved in your life. When you had months to think about it. A couple months later, he met somebody else. Fell head over heels for her. There were no deal breakers. Fell in love, got married, still married, lived happily ever after. You see, when you know in advance what your deal breakers are, when you know in advance what your deal breakers are before you get into the relationship, then you know exactly how to attract the person that you desire. Well, number 6 is show interest in other people. If you're one of those people that sit there and talk about yourself all night, you're boring. Get out. You're not going anywhere. And number 7, smile, man. Smile. 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 Come on, laugh. Smile. That's right. Show some happiness. Show some teeth. You know, wrinkle up that face. Smile. It's beautiful. It's what people want to see. It's what melts hearts. Smile. Well, there you go. We hope you'll come and visit us at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. We will help you find your soulmate. We will attract love into your life. That we promise you. I have a client, I maybe shouldn't say this, maybe it's premature, but I have a client, she hadn't seen her boyfriend in a year. They broke up. We've had, four sessions, maybe five sessions together. And all of a sudden, there was a little text from him to her. And then I coached her on what to say and returning the text. And then he responded back, and now they're going out to dinner. And I foresee romance. I foresee a new love affair. You know, we bring people together that have been separated for a year or longer all the time. We bring people together with their soulmate when they thought there was no hope in sight. We do miracles. That's why we call it miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Hey, we want to talk to you about a miracle in your life too. Hey, there's no cost or obligation. Let's find out. Okay? www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Now remember to pay it forward today. Have a great day. And remember to smile. Smile all day long. Okay? Smile till it hurts. Have fun with it. You have a great day now because you deserve it. We'll talk to you soon.
What if you could employ the astonishing wisdom, power, and secret knowledge of the ancients to attract anything you want? What if the synergy of ancient wisdom combined with modern mind technologies could be yours to attract incredible wealth, unstoppable love, and extraordinary health? What if you could receive all this and more through a powerful system of one-on-one mentoring called Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching? Now you can claim your 30 minutes of free Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Miracle Mentors Rachel and Robert Zink help people all over the world to save their marriage, return lost love, make more money, start a business, save a business, enjoy good health, increase personal power and confidence, and live the untold secrets of the law of attraction. There are now limited miracle mentoring openings available, so visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com and claim your free 30 minutes. One gentleman has raised over $2.5 million in less than 2 years for a scientific research company. Another client has increased his income from $35,000 a year to $150,000 annually. A businessman in Brazil saved his failing business after his partner walked out and is now making big money. One lady saved her marriage after being separated for 3 years. Clients all over the world are saving their relationship or marriage. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com to claim your 30 minutes of free miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching now. Save your relationships, find your soulmate, attract wealth and prosperity. Do it now. Remember, there is no attraction without action. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com today.